Detective Boxmire, 24th of May, 2017. Time is 1940 hours. I'm at the Gallatin County Law and Justice Center. I'm using a sergeant's office to conduct an interview with. Can you go ahead and state your name for me?
Keith Raley.
And can you give me a date of birth, Mr. Raley? Okay. And Keith, who do you work for?
Fox News Channel.
And what do you do for Fox News?
I'm a photographer.
Okay. And what we're doing is we're investigating an incident that occurred this afternoon at, I don't have the address in front of me, but it's the Greg Gianforte campaign headquarters. And can you tell me, why you were there, what the purpose was of your visit, and then explain to me everything you can about the incident itself.
I was there to photograph an interview with Mr. Greg Gianforte. And for the campaign.
Okay.
Not for the campaign, but to get his election views.
Views, okay, because the election is tomorrow.
Obviously. Yes.
So, okay. So what time did you guys get there?
About 4:30.
4:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so why don't you, can you go forward and tell me about what occurred after you guys got there, what you guys were doing and all that?
Got there and set up on lights, camera, microphone, getting ready for the interview. Took about a half hour.
Okay.
I went back and forth between the car and Mr. Gianforte had walked into the room. I didn't know it was him. I didn't know what he looked like. He was standing there talking to Alicia, and then I started some conversation with him. We were talking about the tech boom here in Bozeman, and then someone came in the room. I didn't know it was a reporter. He started asking him questions, and then he put a microphone up to his chest, a little tape recorder, and then that's when I figured he was a reporter at that point. Still, I didn't know who Gianforte was, and they got in a heated... Well, Gianforte started screaming at him because he wanted the reporter to go away because the reporter was asking some questions. It happened pretty quick. Gianforte grabbed him around the neck and body slapped him down to the ground. Some punches were being thrown. I couldn't see where they were landing because I had a table between where the altercation was taking place. Approximately two punches were thrown. I'm not sure. At that point, I wanted to get around the table, but I was blocked. And then they released from each other and stood up. And I think Gianforte asked him again to leave.
Okay. So were you talking with me, Mr. Gianforte, when this guy came in?
No, we just stopped talking at that point. I think Alicia was asking him just casual conversations about Bozeman. What's going on at that point. We weren't doing an interview. We were just standing there. I didn't know who he was at all.
Okay. Did the guy identify himself or anything like that, the guy that had the tape recorder?
No. Gianforte seemed to know who he was because he said something like, you guys have done this before or something like that. I'm not sure in the language.
Okay. So you said that Mr. Gianforte grabbed him around the neck?
From what I remember, he grabbed him around the neck and body slammed him straight to the ground.
Okay.
It happened pretty quick.
How close was that to where you were standing?
There was a table about this size, about 3 feet in between us, and standing right there.
Okay, and you were watching the whole thing transpire?
I saw the whole thing transpire, and they went to the ground, and then the punches were being thrown, but it happened really quick, and I couldn't see where the punches were landing, but punches were thrown.
So how were they positioned on the floor?
I couldn't tell. The reporter, from what I gather, what I remember, Gianforte was on top, and the reporter on the bottom, and okay. Then he was like swinging pretty fast.
Okay, and how many times do you think he swung?
Like twice, maybe okay. Three times, but I'm not sure. And it happened super fast.
Okay, and so then they released from each other, and what occurred at that point?
The reporter said something about his glasses being broken. And then Gianforte, I'm pretty sure, told him, to get out again.
Okay. How exactly did he tell him to get out?
I'm not, gosh, I don't remember.
Don't remember.
No.
Okay. How long do you think it took for this whole incident to transpire from initially when the guy walked in the room to them both separating?
From the time the reporter walked in until he left, 30 seconds? Not more than a minute.
Not more than a minute?
I don't think so. I think the reporter asked maybe two questions, and then a little bit of screaming about get out, the slam to the ground, a couple of punches, they stood up, separated, and something about the glasses being broken, and something about the police being called.
Okay. So then what happened?
We called our bosses. GF40 left the room, and that was it.
That was it.
That was the last time I saw him.
And how long do you think it was before law enforcement arrived on scene?
I don't know. When they arrived on scene, somebody from the campaign came into the room and asked us to know that the police were out front. They'd like to speak to us. That could have been 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Not sure.
Maybe 30. I'm not sure.
So as a photographer, you've probably covered quite a few interviews.
Yeah.
Like, how many interviews would you say you've conducted?
I've done this for 25, 30 years. I mean, a lot.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
I've never seen anything like this.
Okay. What are your thoughts about it?
It was still stunning. Like, something. I've seen violence before, for sure, but, like, it was, everything was just mellow.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to 10 in a blink of an eye. I've never seen anything like that.
Did you hear what the reporter was asking?
Not at that point, because I wasn't even really paying attention to it until GA14's voice got raised.
Was he being... And I mean, you know, I'm pulling off your experience doing your job. Was he being a very aggressive reporter?
Maybe the second question, but I didn't even, like, his first question, I didn't even realize he was a reporter.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I had my back turned at that point or something, and then it's when the voices got raised, and then I'm like, oh, and I saw the tape recorder, and right after that, the altercation took place.
Okay. Did you at any time see the reporter touch Mr. Gianforte before the altercation took place?
No.
Okay. Did you see the reporter do anything during the altercation?
Such as just asking questions?
No, like, so was it mutual or was it one-sided?
What do you mean?
The fight, was it mutual or one-sided?
Oh, it was very one-sided.
Very one-sided. And who would be the aggressor?
Gianforte.
Is there anything else you can think of that would assist us in our investigation?
No.
Okay. Are there any questions that you thought I'd ask that I didn't?
No.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
No.
Okay. Detective Boxmeyer, any audio recording at 1949.